Our good buddy Lance from Hy-Vee's back with us, getting ready for Easter. We've got opening day for baseball. I mean, a lot of stuff's coming down the wire, man.
A lot of stuff is going on. It is insane. It never stops.
It never, ever stops. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The sales are taking their toll on me.
You know, dudes, you got to stop with the ground beef sales, too. I mean, because
I know my whole body hurts from just throwing whole cases of ground beef into bunkers. I mean,
what a deal those have been going. They've been going by selling out too.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Holy moly, it's like swarms.
Right,
because
there was no limit either, was there?
You ever seen The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
I think it's the third movie when they're all the bad dudes are rushing the castle.
Yes.
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's 100% like that.
Well, see, that's why if you're listening to this and you're like, what are you guys talking about? Make sure you're following the Facebook page because sometimes stuff pops up.
Yeah, make sure you follow the Facebook page. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I have this. I want to make people happy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put a insane deal on there.
Yep.
Just to like right now we've got 24 fluid ounce Pepsi six packs, the big ones.
Yep.
We're selling them for $2.99.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, yeah, and like to put that in perspective, like our next competitor, the next cheapest person to that in town would be two for nine.
Yeah.
And we're going $2.99.
That's, you guys are crazy, but crazy good.
And we're going to try to keep that going as much as we can. I mean, that's the goal here. We want to be the cheapest place in town.
Yep. Helping out the community that way too.
Yeah. Helping out the community. A lot of people come in when we do those hot deals and it's pretty sweet. They come in and they buy like crackers and stuff when they go really cheap and they donate them.
They come in
just to buy them to donate them or give them to, like, there's a lady that comes in that takes care of veterans.
Oh, nice.
Older veterans take some stuff. And I was like, that's awesome.
That's awesome. That's always cool to hear stories like that.
Yeah.
Well, where do you want to lead off here, man? Because, you got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, whenever I see papers stapled together, that's usually there's a lot of stuff going on here.
There's so many savings going on that I don't know what's going on, when it's going on anymore. Everyone's saving so much money. We got our Easter ad coming up. Cook's hams are $1.49 per pound in here. That's the same price as they were in 2005. Kind of like our inflation buster there. That's going to be a huge hot item for that one. $1.48 per pound asparagus. There were some problems with asparagus crops there for a while, so asparagus prices were just insane everywhere. Now that's kind of regulated, and things are great, which is good for my bank account because I buy a lot of asparagus.
And you guys have been having some really good deals on asparagus the last few weeks, too.
Yeah, and that's another one that sometimes we just say, you know what? Asparagus is 88 cents.
Yeah, today. I was going to say the 88, 89 cents, whatever.
We're going to have $1.99 each with purchase of four regular size Frito Lays, kettle cooked, rolled gold, or munchies. I would say if you've ever hosted an Easter dinner before, getting those snacks, and we have buy two, get two Coke and buy two, get two Pepsi 12 packs, getting those snacks and drinks to people while they're waiting to eat the food, it's going to be crucial to having people not destroy your spread.
Yep.
And then don't have enough food, so I would say make sure you take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Get stocked up on that. If Cook's ham's not your thing, we got our Hy-Vee spiral sliced half hams for $2.77 per pound. That's a great price, and it's great quality. The honey brown sugar one is my favorite one. I love, I like maple glazes, too. We got $1.99 per pound red seedless grapes.
Ooh.
It's another good one.
Like grapes. Especially for the kiddos for snacks. That's what my guy always has grapes on hand, so.
We're going to have $2.49 Philadelphia cream cheese. So, I mean, if you're making party potatoes or anything, that kind of a recipe that requires cream cheese for your Easter spread, boom, there you go. $2.48 Ritz chips, snack crackers, chicken and a biscuit, Chips Ahoy cookies. That's the regular size one. So another thing, stock up on that.
Heck
Make dessert easy. Make snacking easy. Back to the kind of appetizer thing. We got $2.98. The Pillsbury cinnamon crescent rolls, grands, or sweet biscuits. You can make a lot of cool things with that, with cream cheese and sot brats. You can make little brat bites, tons of stuff. 98-cent Hy-Vee vegetables. If you're a green bean casserole person, I wasn't until probably a year ago.
It's kind of same as me. Like, the older I got, the more I was open to that.
The more you had it and you were like...
Yeah, which is like, oh, so all the stuff we were told when we were younger is now... becoming true. Great.
We got a red hot weekend. Before we get to that, we got a Thursday one-day sale where you are saving huge on fuel.
Nice.
So I love Fuel Saver.
Yep. Especially with gas prices kind of going up a little bit because they're changing everything. Yeah.
Working at Hy-Vee, worked at Hy-Vee for 13 years. And I want to say for the past 6 or 7 years, I rarely pay for a tank of gas.
Okay. So you're not the only, Angela is, I think, the other one over there. Now you. So you guys
And I
you are the inspirations for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I love Fuel Saver because, like, so for our one-day Fuel Saver sale on Thursday, March 28th, for every $60 you spend, you're going to get 40 cents off per gallon, and that stacks.
Yep.
So you're already going to be spending money and saving money buying stuff in our store and to get to that amount, you know what I mean, to rack up that Fuel Saver.
Yep.
I've also kind of shifted my focus a little bit with giving people better deals. For these one-day sales, these Fuel Saver events, I'm going to be taking our end caps and things in every department, and we're going to be making sure that there are other Fuel Savers on things that you already buy so that you're buying stuff to rack up that Fuel Saver and stuff that you're already going to buy, and there's additional Fuel Savers on that. So you can just save.
Perfect.
So, yeah, shifting our focus there, trying to just bring the best the best deal possible.
Absolutely.
Get people back on the Fuel Saver train.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got... I'm going to be honest, I hate this, that they label it this way. The extra deals, pun intended entirely.
Blame Phil.
Yeah, Phil did that one probably. He called them. He saw the original ad and it didn't say that, and he probably called them.
Yeah.
He was like, you guys need to put this on here. I got a great idea.
That actually sounded like him too.
We got a buy two, get one free party size Frito-Lay. So back to the same thing that I was talking about before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Doritos, Tostitos, Ruffles, and it includes the Tostitos queso dips or salsas. So you buy two things of Doritos or buy two things of Tostitos, you get your queso free.
Mm, heck yeah.
$2.99 each with purchase of three Pepsi products, the six-pack bottles, 16.9 fluid ounce bottles. Again, right now we're running that deal with the 24 fluid ounces. Maybe you don't want to drink 24 fluid ounces of pop in one sitting, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I do it.
Yeah.
So especially like zero sugar or Diet Dr. Pepper is like my downfall.
Diet Dr. Pepper, there's no difference in taste between that and regular Dr. Pepper.
It's the one that like everything else I can tell a noticeable difference. And I'm like,
nope, you can't with those two. Yeah.
It's great.
Yep.
Gallons of Blue Ribbon classic ice creams for $3.99. So I'll give you another, calorie increase tip of the week. when you have your pie for Easter, make sure that you are putting ice cream instead of cream, just floating on top of the pie.
Yeah.
Especially fruit pies. Speaking of fruit, we got 32-ounce packages of basket and bushel strawberries for $4.88.
Nice.
For 32 ounces.
That
I eat strawberries every day.
Whenever they're on sale, we always pick up a little bushel crates or whatever you want to. Baskets of those.
Yep. They're great. I am almost a month lasagna sandwich free. And I'm down 8 pounds.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I started going to the gym. I changed my whole diet, but it's true. I changed it. Some people had heard about the lasagna sandwich on the show and had talked to me about it, and we're like, why do you do that? They had like a moment with me. I was like, oh, I need to go to the gym. It worked.
Hey, they listen though too. So,
$3.77 Hormel Black Label Bacon. Again, that's more for like the brunch person, Easter brunch, Easter breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
$1.98 Hy-Vee brown sugar or powdered sugar for bakers. I love this $4.99 Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizzas.
Ooh.
Those go on sale a lot, but not often for $4.99.
Yeah.
So usually it's around the $5.99 mark. So you're saving an extra dollar there. So.
Yep.
And they're frozen.
Yep.
So if you got the garage freezer,
they're awesome pizzas,
just
man.
Just stack them up.
Yep.
They're loaded with toppings. That's the best part.
Yep.
Sometimes you get a frozen pizza and you're like, why did I buy this?
Maybe like three pieces of pepperoni on it or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, other than that, we got 248.64 fluid ounce Hy-Vee orange juice and $1.99 Kellogg's Club Toasted Zesta or Townhouse Snack Crackers are limited to.
Nice.
So really, it's all stuff that's designed to help support your Easter dinner.
Yep.
We've also got the heat and eat Easter meals.
Yep.
I would say get your orders in by Wednesday. You can come and talk to somebody in our catering department. We'll get you set up. Over by our meat department, we've got a stand with flyers and order forms that you can fill out and drop in the box yourself.
Oh, okay. Make it convenient that way.
Yeah, make it convenient that way. I would try to get your orders in by Wednesday. We'll probably pull the box around Thursday, Friday. But if for some reason something happens and you end up in a sticky situation for Easter, give us a call.
Okay.
Like, we can work something out and get you taken care of in some capacity and help any way we can. So.
Or if you don't want to do that, you got the brunch too, right?
We got the huge brunch that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to have tons of seafood options, a mimosa bar. So you go up, get your mimosa, Prosecco or champagne and a flute. And then we're going to have a station with fresh berries and different juices so you can kind of mix and match and combo your mimosas.
Nice.
And then you'll be able to pay to have those be bottomless too. So.
All right.
We're going to have.
Easter's going to get really fun now.
we're going to have prime rib. We're going to have a patisserie station, muffins, cookies, donuts, sushi, charcuterie, scrambled eggs, thick cut bacon, party potatoes that I love. Those things are great. They're like a cheesy, creamy potato casserole that's just smothered in bacon and cheese. I won't be doing this. I won't be making too much progress.
Right, yeah.
But, really, cost is not an issue for us with this. We want to just make sure you're getting your money's worth and beyond. We just want to go huge.
Absolutely. Well, that's a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of good stuff.
It is a lot of good stuff, yeah.
It
a lot
is.
Of good, nothing bad.
No, not at all.
Except for snow.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that, though, right?
Alex was saying that he doesn't think that it's going to, he thinks that Friday, is it going to be?
Okay, so if Alex doesn't think it is, then it means it's going to.
It's going to be.
Yeah, so.
I have a feeling whenever I see something like this, I'm like, we're just going to be snowed in.
Yeah, so if he thinks that means he was talking to somebody and it's going to be the opposite. I know who he's talking to. He's got sources that he thinks
are
sources.
Does he have like a meteorologist back here somewhere?
Somewhere, yeah. Yep.
Do you guys have a weather show?
No, we got Channel 13 that helps us out. But I know who he is talking to. There's another one who tends to get excited with late winter storms.
Okay.
Kind of over.
I see.
You know what
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so.
I think that I think that you can't trust the weather in the Midwest.
No. Especially in March and April. No. So. I just don't want it doing it on Sunday. I got to take the kid to his grandma's because he's got spring break, and I need somebody to watch him. So. well, buddy, hey, appreciate you stopping by again and breaking it all down for us. And, I know we're going to be over there Thursday, opening day. Going to watch some Brewers and hang out and have some cold ones and such. So if I don't see you there, I'll see you probably at the brunch or wherever, too.
I will be at Hy-Vee.
All right.
I'll be there.
All right. Thanks, buddy. It was good catching up with you.